do not commit to working for somebody who hasn't proven that they could win at this game. Don't go to work for somebody who hasn't proven that they can be a disciplined human being and actually follow through on the shit they say they're going to do.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, what's up, fighters? Today, I want to just take a minute or two. All right, let's just be real. It's going to be more than a minute or two. I want to take a few minutes to talk with you about a question I get all the time and just my thoughts on it. I get this question all the time in our Contractor Fight Facebook group. I get it through YouTube messages and emails and texts and Instagram direct messages and all this other stuff. I get it from time to time, or actually, you know, like every couple times a week probably. And the question is simply, should my wife work in the business for me? Now, I understand that, you know, I should be saying, should my spouse work for me? Because, you know, I do understand that there are some female contractors out there and things like that. But the most often asked question I get is, should my wife come to work in the business? Or my wife's working in the business and we're having problems. How do we fix the problems and things like that? So today, I just want to talk about this because this is a super common question that I think we can deal with. So when a wife comes into a business, it's generally in an admin type role. I don't even know if ever, maybe once or twice in the last 5 or 6 years, have I seen where somebody wants to hire their wife for a non-admin role, maybe once or twice for like a sales role or something. But anyway, here's the deal. So first thing to understand is, why do we want them to come work in our business, and why do they jump on board? And so I'm just going to share some thoughts that I have with you guys here that I've seen. First is convenience. They support our goals and dreams, don't they? They, you know, you start your business, they support you in that, and then it starts to grow, and then, you know, you're doing more and more jobs, and at some point you go, shit, I got to get my head out of my butt because I got to keep some things organized, and then you think, as the contractor, you think, hey, honey, you don't like your job, or you want to be home with the kids, or you don't have a job, so why don't you help me out a little bit? Okay, so it's just a convenient option, right? Let's be honest, it's convenient. And ultimately, you go, why bother finding someone else I don't trust when you can work for the business and we could keep all the money in-house? Okay, so that's the first thing, is that whole convenience thing. The second thing that comes to mind of why we either, you know, why they end up jumping on board with you, maybe you're in the position, maybe you're a spouse right now and you've jumped on board with your spouse and your husband or whatever, and you're now working in the business and maybe things aren't going the way you thought. They jump on board because of the bullshit promises that you make to them about how great the business is going to be. Because she doesn't like her good paying job, right? Or it could be better, or you think the grass is going to be greener. And then you talk of this great game about how you think things are going to explode in the business. And again, you go, hey, let's keep all the money in house. I got to hire somebody. I might as well hire you. And then instead of paying somebody else, you know, I've got all this work lined up. The phone is ringing off the hook. I can't keep up. Oh, and plus you can spend more time with the kids and you can have some freedom in your schedule and you can have all this. So we make these bullshit promises that, quite honestly, 9.9999 times out of 10, from my vantage point, we ain't keeping those promises. You ain't keeping those promises. And if you're the spouse watching this right now, you damn well know that it ain't going the way that it was promised to go. All right. Another reason that we want this to happen, from our point of view as the contractor, is we want some cheap labor. All right. You know you need help, but you're like, man, if I go out and get somebody who really does this for a living, you know, they're gonna want 50, 60 grand a year. I can, you know, I don't need to pay my wife right away because, you know, the money I gotta pay somebody, but you know, I don't really need to cut her a check because the money's just staying here anyway, and we'll just take the extra money for ourselves. We'll keep the money in our families and all that other stuff. Okay. That's a huge one I see, is that guys think they're going to get some cheap labor from their spouse. Another huge mistake that I see is that you have a jacked up job description. And those of you that are the wife that are in this position right now, here's probably what happened to you. Your husband, the guy running the business who made all these promises, has basically taken a big fat dump on you, okay? He's given you the phones, he's given you the CRM, he's given you the QuickBooks, he's given you the marketing, and the HR, just big fat dump, which is crazy because these are all different skill sets. Oh, and then by the way, he wants you to type up estimates and make follow-up calls and do all this other shit, right? And I'm sure you have 4 or 5 or 10 other things that you could add to this. By default, this is what happens. By default, the woman typically gets thrown in to all these admin and money roles, whether or not you're a good fit for them or not. And I know it's frustrating for you. It's frustrating for the husband because he feels like, hey, things aren't going the way I thought they were going to go. So you got to have a great job description. That's a big mistake that I said here. You have this jacked up job description. It's like you're supposed to be this master of all, and you can't be, because when I just look at these things, the phones and CRM and marketing and the books and HR and all this other stuff, these are very different skill sets, require different talents and abilities and personality types and things like that. So it's just not fair to you, right? It's not fair. So I'm going to get to the whole point of this here in a second. I actually put all this down on notes today so I wouldn't screw it up and forget some things. So here's my message to you if you are the spouse that is working for your husband or is thinking about working for your husband. Do not work for some dude who hasn't proven he can make money in the business. If he does not have a history of profit and paying the family and making money and getting the phone to ring and some things like that, I would steer clear of that dude, because what he's basically proving is that he's not disciplined. He hasn't created the habits yet. He hasn't grown a big enough pair to charge what he's worth. Whatever it might be, there's a million different reasons, okay? But do not commit to working for somebody who hasn't proven that they could win at this game. Don't go to work for somebody who hasn't proven that they can be a disciplined human being and actually follow through on the shit they say they're going to do on a day in, day out basis. Second thing, don't work for somebody who doesn't write you a check from day one equal to or greater than what you would get working for somebody else doing the same work. So you take all the shit that your husband wants you to do and you put it on paper, and then you go to Monster or you go to Indeed or you go wherever they post jobs, and you look at comparable positions. And when they say 45 grand to 50 grand, when they say 75 grand to 100 grand, whatever the scale is, whatever the hourly is, if you're not getting that amount of money from day one, I would not commit to working in the business. Oh, Tom, I want to support him. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Check it out. If these things are messed up now and he can't pay you now, he ain't gonna be able to pay you later. Trust me. It is not your job to come in and make the company profitable. Yes, you can help. You can help increase leads. You can help better the client experience. You can help, you know, tighten some things up with organization and the books or whatever your role might be in the business. But it shouldn't be on you to come in and bail out the business. If this dude can't figure that shit out, it's only going to get worse, okay? Now, if you're currently in this situation with your spouse, those of you who are spouses, if you're the spouse working in your husband's business, and all this is messed up now, Okay, if he's still undisciplined, if he's still not making money, if he's still not paying you what you would make working for somebody else, here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Quit as fast as you can. Hand him the keys to the office and get the fuck out of Dodge. And you're better off sitting your ass at home and watching reruns of whatever the hell you watch than you are working for him because the stress is too much. Or you're better off going and driving a damn Uber or waiting tables or something because the stress is too much for you to not get paid. You deserve to get paid. All right. That's my message to you spouses. Here's my message to the dudes who want their wives to work for them. This will be quicker. Number one, she is not going to be your savior that fixes all your shit and all your issues. Don't expect her to be your savior. Okay. Number two, fix yourself before you screw her life up even more. And if you're in this situation right now and you're the dude and you're listening to this, own your crap, go to your spouse, say, honey, I love you, but I fucked this thing up. You're fired. You need to either go get a job or sit at home or something, but you can't continue to work for me because I'm not being fair to you. I'm not paying you. Own your crap, right? That's it. That's my message to you guys. Don't entertain for 1 second bringing your spouse on into the business right now thinking that she is the answer to all of your problems. You are the answer to all your problems. Now, if you want to make her a 50-50 or a 51-49 where she gets 51% of the business type partner, all right, and then you guys work together and you bring your talents together and all that and she's paid as an equal partner, all that other crap, go for it, all right? Most businesses where I see the spouse working in it that are successful, it's when the spouse is actually an equal partner. I can count on probably 3 fingers the number of couples I've seen through the years where it's all bliss and profit and happiness in the business when the wife is not a partner. And 99.9999% of the time that I told you guys earlier, the business is unprofitable. There's tension between the spouses. Confusion, frustration, and all that other stuff. So fix yourself, quit screwing her life up. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the contractor fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use. So you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. All right. So here's what to do if you're thinking about hiring your wife, or if you're a wife thinking about working with your husband in the business. All right. I'm going to give you 8 or 9 things here real quick, and then we'll be done. Number one, go get a DISC profile, D-I-S-C. Go to interview, I-N-N-E-R-V-I-E-W, interviewadvisors.com, and purchase a DISC assessment. It is Art Snarzik is my buddy who runs that company, okay? I don't get paid for this, but this is who I've used for years. He does all our DISC assessments. Basically, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like a behavioral motivator, you know, personality type thing that tells you how you're wired and whether you're wired for the role of the job and what motivates you and things that you need and how to communicate better with one another and all this other stuff. It's totally worth the money. So go out and get a DISC profile from interviewadvisors.com. My buddy Art over there, Art is a hiring machine. He's called the turnover terminator in his industry because he helps people hire the right people and all this other stuff. He's also a former contractor, so he knows exactly what you guys are going through and living with. Number two, take some time to write clear job descriptions. Okay, don't get into this unless there's a clear job description. Number three, you need to have clear work hours. When are you starting? When are you finishing? And if you're the wife, this doesn't mean you're going to answer the phone from the fucking swimming pool in your, you know, subdivision clubhouse and have that sort of freedom. No, if you're going to work, you work. And dudes, if you want your wife to work, then you give her clear hours and don't expect crap that you wouldn't expect from some other employee. I get that it's family. I get that it's your wife. And wives, I get that you will bend over backwards for your spouse and the business and all this other stuff. And that should be very rare. It shouldn't be a normal thing. So set clear work hours. Number four, have clear outcomes for the position. What does success look like in this position? What are the outcomes that you need to achieve each and every week or month so that we know that you're doing a good job? Okay. Number five, clear pay. Clear pay from day one. No check, no work. You don't get a check, you don't work. Now, that clear pay could literally be, I get it. Like I said earlier, like you should be getting paid what you'd get paid working for somebody else. But I'll give you the benefit on this one. I'll let this slide because you're the spouse. If you want to work for like, you know, when the industry average in your position might be, you know, $1,000 a week or something. If you want to work for $350 a week for the first 90 days, to get things going, but put a time frame on it. And if you ain't getting paid, get the hell out of there. Number six, you got to treat this like it's a real job because it is. This is not a hobby. This is not just you helping your spouse. This is not you just bringing your wife on to help you grow the business and it's not a real job. Treat it like a real job. Number seven, when you hire your wife or when your husband has hired you, okay, get the hell out of her way and let her do her job. I've made this mistake. Many people make this mistake. Oh, you don't understand the trades. You don't understand how things work. You don't understand this. I'm totally guilty of that, and most guys are. So dudes, if you're going to hire her, get the hell out of her way and let her do her job. Let her run the thing. Let her have ownership of that thing. And wives, if you're in a position where he's stepping on your toes right now, show him this fucking video. All right. Number eight, we're almost done here. Treat her like any other employee in that role. That simple, right? Treat her like anybody else. There needs to be accountability. All right, clear direction, all the things we've talked about here, because you're building the business. Number nine, last thing here, don't have her do stuff she's not wired to do. None of us should be doing things in the business that we're not wired to do. Okay, you're better off outsourcing. If she sucks at math and isn't detail-oriented and things like that, then you don't want her running your bookkeeping, no matter how good her intentions are, okay? Don't have her do things she's not wired to do or things that fire her up and all this other stuff. Again, that goes for everybody in the company. So listen, if you're considering having your wife work for you in the business, take this stuff to heart because there's so much unnecessary pain and struggle in businesses as it is. And then when you add the spouse element in here and all that other stuff, like we've talked about here today, it just makes it harder, you guys. All right. I understand the heart that goes behind this. Like, yeah, I want my spouse and I, we want to be a team. We want to build this business. Spouses, you want to help your husband. Husbands, you want to, you know, get your wife out of that shitty job that she's in and all this other stuff. I totally get the rationale. I totally get it. But trust me on this stuff. Follow this stuff. Do what I'm telling you to do here, and you're going to save yourselves a lot of heartache. You're going to save yourself a lot of debt, and you're going to make yourselves a lot more money and really enjoy your business. All right. So I appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today on the Contractor Fight. Do me a favor, if you haven't already done so, go ahead. If you're not on our daily email tips, text the word tips, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. Sign up, get daily tips to help you grow your business, and we'll see you guys next time on The Fight. Hasta la pasta, cuervo de noche, and all those other Spanish words.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.